as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com, right on Q.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. I am Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Leader Lennox Linton, or UWP leader Lennox Linton, pleased with medical recovery of UWP Sufria candidate Dr. Sam Christian. Hawaii denies wrongdoing after U.S. criminal charges. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. More details when we come back.
Dominica, your super fast LTE network is here. Enjoy Digicel calling, 1 hour of free video streaming, unlimited WhatsApp messaging, plus up to 5 gigabytes of data on your LTE prepaid bundle. Activate it now on the My Digicel app. Come on, live the experience, Digicel. Live the experience with a Digicel Freedom postpaid plan. Get up to 15 gigabytes of data and enjoy free video streaming every day. Visit any Digicel store to sign up now on Dominica's Superfast LTE network, Digicel.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news this morning. One person was hospitalized and 3 buildings were substantially damaged due to a fire which occurred at about 8:30 p.m. last night on Hillsborough Street in Roseau. An official of the Fire and Ambulance Services Division said they responded to a call at about 8:30 on Monday night regarding a fire which was raging just across from the government headquarters on Hillsborough Street in Roseau. The blaze was brought right under control. Police Welfare Association, PWA Chairman Corporal Jefferson Drygo, is again calling on the Skerrit-led DLP government to amend the Police Medical Insurance Act, which allows for one particular insurance company to deal with police medicals. Drygo is concerned that in the aftermath of the collapse of that insurance company, the PWA has made several representations to government to amend this act, but to no avail. Drygo says, "We need better health care. We have been asking and calling on the government to amend the Police Medical Insurance Act, Section 10 of the Act, to be exact. We have seen tremendous delays in doing so, and we asked them to please take this matter seriously." He added that a healthy police force is what we need right now. We don't need men or women falling down while at work or when they get sick. We have to be begging here to get an air ambulance. I am calling on the government to speed up the process to assist us. Drygo made those comments at a PWA awards ceremony at the Public Service Union Conference Room over the weekend. He also called on the government to deal speedily with accommodation, training, and annual leave issues of police officers, among other things. He said, "We need the government to think quickly as it relates to accommodation for the police. We also need more training so as to deal with society. Good equipment is also essential. We also have the issue of annual leave and accumulated rest days. This must be addressed. Police officers must be allowed to take their vacation leave. You cannot hold them hostage," he says. He called on the public to work with the police in solving crimes, saying, "We are not perfect, but I think the police have performed well. The police love the public, and we want you, the public, to make it your duty to assist the police and support the police. We, in turn, will support you and respond to reports in a timely manner. Police continue to work hard and smart. You have that obligation to the public," he says. "I encourage you to do your best and not to report sick unnecessarily since you are being paid a salary." Over 30 police officers were awarded in the various departments, with the Prosecutor of the Year award going to Sergeant Innocent Tuse, Investigator of the Year to Sergeant Chaucer James, Special Constable of the Year to Clemencia Noel, and Constable of the Year went to Erskine James. Lyndon Timothy was awarded Corporal of the Year, Maurice Pierre got Sergeant of the Year, and Clyde Charles was awarded Inspector of the Year. Awards were also given to retirees Superintendent Coffey Williams for 41 years of service, Inspector Emmanuel James, 37 years, Sergeant Addison Matthew, 41 years, Corporal Nicholson Gordon, 39 years, and Corporal Thomas Atidor, 36 years. This is Q95 News. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton is optimistic about broad, deep, and strong cooperation with Dominica's French neighbors in the Caribbean in the event his party is voted into office at the next general election. A release from the party stated that a four-member UWP delegation headed by political leader Lennox Linton and including UWP deputy leader Joshua Francis, UWP president Isaac Baptiste, and former UN ambassador and foreign policy consultant Crispin Gregoire met with national and municipal leaders in Martinique from January 25th to the 27th, 2019, to explore possibilities for cooperation in areas of mutual development interests. Linton says there are exciting possibilities for government to government and people to people development initiatives in education, culture, healthcare, agriculture, tourism, renewable energy, environment protection, and disaster management. The release added that the United Workers Party Team Dominica was heartened by the eagerness for closer cooperation and the solidarity for a more integrated Caribbean region expressed by the Martinique officials, and that Linton is confident that his party in government will provide the leadership and management Dominica needs to join its French neighbors in practical, people-centered collaboration that will generate a wide range of human development benefits. The release also stated that the United Workers Party visited colleague Dr. Sam Christian, who was airlifted to Laminard Hospital in Martinique in December 2018 for emergency treatment following a vehicular accident in which he sustained a fractured pelvis. Dr. Christian is currently recovering at a rehabilitation center in the community of Cabet on Martinique's west coast. He extends his thanks to the government and people of Dominica for supporting him through the difficult and emotional challenges of achieving full recovery. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton is pleased with the medical recovery of the party's Soufriere candidate, Dr. Sam Christian, who was the victim of a freak accident which fractured his pelvis and had put his mobility and life at risk. Dr. Sam Christian was urgently flown to Martinique, where he is currently out of hospital and is now receiving the therapeutic treatment on his road to recovery. Linton, who recently visited Dr. Christian in Martinique, says Christian is making progress and that he's very optimistic about his recovery process, and that for the first time in months, Dr. Christian was able to place his feet on the ground and therefore giving him the drive to keep pushing.
He's able to come up, incline up on the bed up to a certain point so that he can eat his food and so on. But he's not yet able to sit up at 90 degrees. He will be on his back in bed for a few weeks to come. The expected date when we'll have the fixator rods in the pelvis removed, he told us, is middle of February. On Friday, for the first time, his feet touched the ground, and he said it was a really exhilarating experience. So he's recovering. And the next stage from this, he will transition from the bed once the fixator rods are removed to a wheelchair. And then from there, we'll take it step by step into getting back into walking and moving around again. He has good movement in the right leg, not the same situation in the left leg, although there is life there, but it will take a little more time to come back than the right leg. And he's in good spirit. When he's in the bed and the sheets over him and all you see is his face and his hands talking to you, you're talking to normal Sam. But he's in a lot of difficulty. The challenge of recovery is severe, and he's a soldier he's fighting on, but we're very happy to spend quality time with him and to bring to him the wishes and the support of the people of Dominica. He remains very grateful to the government and people of Dominica for assisting him and being with him in this difficult time. And we all continue to hope and pray for his speedy, full recovery.
United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton. The Dominica Reparations Committee, in collaboration with the Dominica Public Library Services, the UWE, National Youth Council, NYC, and the House of Nyabingi, will be hosting an event on February 1st, 2019 at the UWE Open Campus to celebrate the opening of Black History Month. There will be presentations on the global reparations struggle, along with Caribbean struggles and overall struggles of the Nubian man. These are the sentiments of Chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damian Dublin.
We have presentation on the global reparations struggle, also the CARICOM reparations struggle, a presentation on the origin and significance of Black history. We also have an essay being read by a secondary school students on reparations. The program of activities for the month will be read on that day, so the public will know what activities we have. There will also be poetry and song and an opportunity for the participants or the attendees to give the point of view, as necessary questions. We think it's very necessary to disseminate information and awareness in terms of Black history. This is very important to us, and we just want to create an awareness so people can be aware of their origin, their heritage, and use this month to take a little more time to find out about themselves. The theme is very simple: know thyself. Other activities we are thinking of is continuing the visits to the schools. It's very important at all levels, primary, secondary, and college, to get the information across. We hope to have some panel discussions and debates. We're also thinking of having a session focusing on the role of women in the whole Black struggle, in the reparations struggle. That's one aspect of it we want to highlight. So be mindful that February is Black History Month, and we want you to take time off to know thyself.
Local activist and chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damian Dublin. Chairperson of the National Queen Show Committee, Mrs. Ramuelda Hyacinth, is satisfied with the preparations ahead of the March 1st, 2019 national pageant, as five participants will contest the event this year. Mrs. Hyacinth says all of the training has been on schedule and a number of facilitators have been co-opted. The DFC organized a cruise ship visit for the participants, who received a guided tour and photo opportunities aboard the ship. She says this year is expected to be one of great excitement and energy.
All our training have been on schedule. We have a number of facilitators who are coming in to train the young ladies in preparation for the pageant. Today we are visiting the cruise ship Celebrity Silhouette. Normally, the DFC organizes this visit for the Queen contestants annually, and today is the day that we are visiting this cruise ship. We have Miss Alia Martin from Campbell, Chrislyn Tavernier from Granby, Annick Williams Goodwill, Marisol John, she's representing Coptall and Salton, and Miss Brittany Felix from St. Joseph. We'd just like to thank the sponsors who came on board and to invite all Dominicans to come support the young ladies on 1st March 2019. All contestants have been sponsored. We need to thank the sponsors who came on board for 2019.
Chairperson of the Queen Show Committee in Dominica, Mrs. Hyacinth. Chinese telecoms giant Huawei has denied any wrongdoing after U.S. prosecutors filed a host of criminal charges against the firm. Huawei has also rejected criminal claims against its chief financial officer, Meng Wanxu, who was arrested in Canada last month. The charges filed against Huawei in the United States include bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of technology. The case could escalate tensions between China and the United States. In a statement, Hawaii said it was disappointed to learn of the charges brought against the company today. It said it didn't commit any of the asserted violations and that it is not aware of any wrongdoing by Ms. Meng. The statement said the allegations of stealing trade secrets were the subject of a settled civil suit in which a jury found neither damages nor willful or malicious conduct. And that's the morning news, but first, a recap of our headlines. Leader, UWP leader Lennox Linton, pleased with medical recovery of UWP Sufria candidate Dr. Sam Christian, and Hawaii denies wrongdoing after U.S. criminal charges. The news was brought to you, compliments DigiCell.
Of the hour news as it happens when it